as yourself. Never change your tune to clear out the room, to take a turn with somebody else. While the state of things be in where it rains, which one did you pick off the floor? When she spoke,
senorita. You forgot that I need ya. You must have caught amnesia. That's why you don't believe her. Well, yeah.
Check it out.
Mama's homemade dress, Papa's bank book wasn't big enough.
standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes. Heading out for the East Coast, Lord knows I've paid some dues. Getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with him on Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
there. I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM. WMFO, did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. Ha ha. On radio station 91.5 FM. WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Bye. Cause today found my friends are in my head. I'm so ugly. That's okay, cause so are you. Book on me is Sunday morning. It's every day for all I care. And I'm not scared. Light my candles in our days, cause I found God.
In our days, cause I found God.
Yeah.